I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Israel and Lebanon continue pounding each other in light of an impending ceasefire resolution. Sat7's Debbie Brink says Friday's assault made it nearly impossible for people to navigate the roads, prompting them to close their offices. They've since reopened. Brink says they want to be a beacon of light in the Arab world. She urges prayer for safety and for encouragement for their staff, as well as provisions to wait out the siege. And OMS International says activity is kicking into high gear this month. They're having a conference for over 100 Haitian teachers with members of the Association of Christian Schools International from Eastern Canada. Following that, church leaders are gathering for the annual church conference for the Emmaus Fellowship of Churches. Pray that the delegates will be open to what the Lord has to show them and that they'll be able to put new concepts into practice in their ministries. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. These stories and others can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.